Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Percy Takes the Plunge by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. Sometimes Percy takes stone trucks from the other end of the line. There, he meets engines from the mainland. One day, Henry wanted a rest in the shed, but Percy was talking to some tank engines. It was raining hard. Water swelled under my boiler. I couldn't see where I was going, but I struggled on. Oh, Percy, you are brave. Well, said Percy modestly, it wasn't anything really. Water's nothing to an engine with determination. Tell us more, Percy, said the engines. What are you engines doing here? Hissed Henry. This shed is for the fat controller's engines. Go away. Silly things, Henry snorted. They're not silly. They are silly, and so are you. Water's nothing to an engine with determination. Pah! Anyway, said Percy cheekily, I'm not afraid of water. I like it. He ran away singing, Once an engine attached to a train was afraid of a few drops of rain. Percy puffed away as Henry felt embarrassed. Thomas was looking at the board on the quay. It said, Danger. We mustn't go past it, he said. That's orders. Why? Danger means falling down, said Thomas. I went past danger once and fell down a mine. Percy looked beyond the board. I can't see a mine, he said. He didn't know the foundations of the quay had sunk, and the rails now slipped downwards into the sea. Stupid board, said Percy. For days and days, he tried to slide past it, but his driver stopped him every time. No, you don't, he would say. Then Percy made a plan. One day, at the top station, he whispered to the trucks, Will you give me a bump when I get to the quay? The trucks were surprised. They had never been asked to bump an engine before. They giggled and chatted about it the whole way down. Whoa, Percy, whoa, said his driver. And Percy checked obediently at the distant sign. Driver doesn't know my plan, he chuckled. On, laughed the trucks. Percy thought they were helping. I'll pretend to stop at the station, but the trucks will push me past the board. Then I'll make them stop. I can do that whenever I like. If Percy hadn't been so conceited, he would never have been so silly. Every wise engine knows that you can't trust trucks. They reached the station, and Percy's brakes groaned. That was the signal for the trucks.
Go on, they yelled,
and surged forward together. They gave Percy a fearful bump and knocked his driver and fireman off the footplate. Ow, said Percy. Sliding past the board, the day was misty, the rails were slippery. His wheels wouldn't grip, Percy was frantic. That's enough, he hissed. But it was too late. Once on the slope, he tobogganed helplessly down, crashed through the buffers, and slithered into the sea.
You're a very disobedient engine, Percy knew that voice.
The foreman borrowed a small boat and rowed the fat controller around.
Please, sir, get me out, sir. I'm truly sorry, sir.
No, Percy. We cannot do that until high tide. I hope this will teach you to obey orders.
Yes, sir.
Percy shivered miserably. He was cold. Fish played hide-and-seek through his wheels. The tide rose higher and higher. He was feeling his position more and more deeper every minute. It was nearly dark when they bought floating cranes. They cleared away the trucks and lifted Percy out. He was too cold and stiff to move by himself. So he was sent to work the next day on Henry's goods train. Well, 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 chuckled Henry. Did you like the water? No. I'm surprised. You need more determination, Percy. Water's nothing to an engine with determination, you know. Perhaps you would like it better next time. But Percy was quite determined that there wouldn't be a next time.